We begin the current daf Seftes Yuma, daf Nun Ches. We begin 10 lines down for Tab of the Yomid. The Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. And that is, we're holding in the middle of the second phase of the five Avodas in this part of the Masechta, which we already did the Big Day Zahav, and we're in the middle of doing the Big Day Lavan. Now, part of that process was taking the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Nesar of the Jewish people and slaughtering them and spraying their blood, Achas Lamal v'Sheva Lamata, of each one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then doing that same process in the Heichal towards the Parechas. Now the Mishnah says, after he has done that, so he puts the, after he poured the blood of the par into the blood of the sar and they were mixed together, then he puts the full one into the empty one. Which, in the discussion of the current Gemara, will come to the understanding of what do those words mean. And then after he puts the full one into the empty one, then he goes and he does the avodis on the Mizbech HaZav with the blood of the par and the sar that are mixed together. So the Gemara asks the following question, and again, our Mishnah statement will come in relation. So the question is, if any Kabbalah during the rest of the year, at any point in time when they're doing Kabbalah, when they're receiving blood from a carbon, if they put one bowl inside another bowl, the kibul by a sadam, and then with those two bowls, one inside the other, he received the blood mouth, what would be the halacha regarding the validity of that Kabbalah, of the receiving of that being one of the avodas of that carbon, if that was valid? And the question is, min b'minoi, do we say that something that's its same species, same type, which here they're both mizrakis, they're both bowls that are used to receive the blood, that it's chaitzis, would we say that it's still, even though they're the same element, they're both bowls that are used to receive blood, it would not be a valid Kabbalah? Because it comes out that the Kabbalah wasn't done with the Kohen, because he's not holding the bowl that the blood is in. He's holding the bowl that's holding the bowl. And therefore, it is chaitzitz. There is interposition of the outside bowl between the bowl that has the blood and the hand of the Kohen. And therefore, that would not be a valid Kabbalah. Or yein chaitzitz. Or maybe we would say that that's not an interposition. They're the same min, the same type. So you have two cups inside of another and you're receiving the blood. That's like you're holding the inner cup. And it would be a valid Kabbalah. That's the question of the Gemara. So Malay, Sir Bechiz, responded to Rambam. He says, Tinesua, this is what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, after the Kohen Gadol did the Achas Lamal HaShev Lamata of the Paranasar and the Kodesh Kodeshim, then the Heichal, and he's moving on towards the Mizbech HaZav to do that next part of the process with these bloods. It says, after he mixed the blood, he had two different bowls, one with the blood of the par, and one with the blood of the sar. So he poured the blood of the par into the sar. So now he has one empty bowl and one full bowl with both bloods. The words in the Mishnah are, Nasan Esam Moli Bereker, that he put the full bowl, the one that was full of blood, into the empty one. Now, so Rav Chizda says, my love, isn't that what he was doing was, Hayishiv Mizrik Moli Letech Mizrik Reken. He has two bowls, he doesn't need the empty one, what should he do with it? So he would put the full bowl of blood into the empty bowl of blood, and that is the one that he had poured from into it. And as Rashi explains, here by the Kohen Gadol, he also needs V'lokach, just like you have to be makabel the blood, the Kohen has to be holding it, and that was the question the Gemara had posed. Here it says in the Pasuk, V'lokach midam ha'par midam asar, the Kohen Gadol has to take from the blood and the blood of the dam ha'par and dam asar together, and therefore we see that this is when he's holding the two bowls, one inside of another, is considered a lekicha. And hence, that would be the same thing by the Kabbalah of a Kohen when he's receiving the blood, that one cup inside another cup, a bowl inside another bowl, would be as if you're holding the inner bowl. That was Rav Chizda's Raya from our Mishnah. So again, that's how he's interpreting the words of our Mishnah. That means when you would put the full one into the empty one, the bowl itself would be put into the empty bowl because now you're holding them in one shot. And that, Rambam B'chama answered, Loi, no, that's not what our Mishnah means. It means, Ira Mizrik Moli L'Teich Mizrik Reken. It's not that he put the bowl itself, the physical bowl, into the empty bowl to now hold them together because you don't have anything in the empty one anyway. It means to say he would then, after he would pour the blood of the par into the blood of the sar, he would then pour all the blood from the container that had the sar and now has both of them mixed together. He would pour the full one into the empty one after it had been emptied out. He pours it back into the empty one. But that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? But Hatani Lereisha, but the Mishnah right before that said, you already poured the blood of the par into the damasar to mix them together. What would be the purpose, the way you're interpreting it, that it was not that he put the actual bowl into the empty one, but rather he poured the full one into the empty one? What's the purpose? They're already mixed together anyway, so why are you pouring it now back into the empty one? That the Gemara answers, Kedei la'arvin yafa yafa. That's not a proof, because it's to mix it very well. If people want to mix things, they pour it back and forth from the empty one to the full one to the empty one. That was the purpose of after pouring the blood of the Paran to the blood of the Sar, to get them really mixed together, to pour it back into the empty one. However, there's no raya to the question that was being posed by Rabbi Bachama, if one's allowed to put a full bowl into an empty bowl and then hold it by the empty bowl, if that would be considered like no chatzitza, as if you're holding the inner bowl, or that would be a chatzitza. It's not a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't mean that they put the full bowl into the empty bowl. It means they would pour the full bowl into the empty bowl so that it should mix well. So the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a different raya to this question. Now, this is from a brisa of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, where the following halacha was said, that since the ritzpah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, was sanctified, and the same halacha applies to the klei sharis, to the vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, were sanctified, and therefore the following comparison is made, that just like the klei sharis, the vessels, the utensils that are used in the Beis HaMikdash, there's not allowed to be anything that is chaitzis, that interposes between the kohen who's holding it and the klei sharis that is being held. So too, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a halacha that there could not be anything interposing, that there should be a chatitza between the foot of the kohen that's touching the floor and the floor itself, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Sevachim. So based on that halacha, the Braisa says as follows. If the kohen was standing on a utensil, on a vessel, or if he's standing on his friend's foot, so as we just said, puzzle, that avoid will be invalid, because just like we said, you have to be touching the vessels, you have to be touching the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the raya from this is that his foot is stepping on his friend's foot. Now, that's what's called min b'mina. It's the same thing. They're both flesh of a human being, and they're touching each other, and yet we see it's still chaitzitz. So that answers our question regarding the two bowls, although they're the same type, but that's, even though they're min b'mina, it would be chaitzitz, because it's two different items. I think Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Shani regal, his friend's foot is different. The loy motzi maftile, he cannot nullify his friend's foot for himself until he completes his avodah. In other words, regarding the case of the mizrakis of the bowls, you could be mavatalit. In other words, this is not a bowl right now. It's a handle for the other bowl, and it's part of it because it's the same type. So that's not a chatzitza. But his friend's foot, you can't say, okay, you know what, your foot is my foot for now. It's bottled to me. It's the same min, and therefore the avodah is being done as if I'm touching the floor. It's not true. You can't be mavatalit your friend's foot, and therefore it will be a chatzitza, but it's not a raya to the case that we're talking about. Maybe the case we're talking about two mizrakis, you could be mavatalit since it is min b'mina, and it would not be a chatzitza. So it's no raya. That was one version of the question. Now, some that say that the question that Rami Bachama asked Rav Chisda was in a different version of the case of these two mizrakis, if you could carry, receive the blood with one bowl inside another bowl. His question was on the following concept. Derech shiris b'kach, is that the proper way of serving Hashem? Or is that not the proper way of serving? As the Rabbeinu Chananel explains that, obviously this second version holds that, for sure, min b'mino is not a chatzitza. So that wasn't our concern. Because it's the same thing. It's a bowl inside a bowl. It's like a big bowl now. It's thicker. The question was, however, is that proper protocol to have something, two types of bowls, for receiving one type of thing, or is it not proper? So that the Gemara says, Toshema, come in here, the Tanna Rebbe Yishmol. It was taught in the yeshiva of Rebbe Yishmol. Following Braisa, there's a pasuk by Midbar that says, as kol kalei hasharis, all the utensils that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, kalei hasharis is the plural, which sounds like we're talking about two vessels. But however, the pasuk says, asher yishosu b'am b'kodesh, that which will be used in this service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, shirais, the yisharsu, sounds in the singular, that it's one avaida. And therefore we see, shnei kelim shiris achas. You could have two vessels being used in one service, and then therefore the question is resolved, that if we hold, like the second version is saying, that min b'mina is not a chatzitza, it's not an interposition, so it's like you're holding the inner one, it is derech shiris b'kach, it is proper to use two vessels in one avoida. Now, similar to this, the Gemara asked the following question. Another similar question that Rambam asked Rav Chisda. Said, hiniach siv, if the kohen placed bast, now that is what, it's a type of a growth that grows around the palm tree, and it grows around it like the way lulavmar in gefanim. Now, if he uses that, and he puts it b'teich ha-mizrak, he puts it inside the bowl, v'kibul b'yas adam, and now with this, laying inside the bowl, he receives the blood in that bowl. Mahu, what would be the halach in this case? Do we say min b'she'inu min echeitz? Since here, it's different than the case before. It wasn't two different bowls that were the same type. Rather, here you have a bowl, and you have this sieve, this bast that grows on trees. It's two different things, and therefore that would be a chatzitza. Or would we say that it's not a chatzitza? Now, why would we say it's not a chatzitza? If it's two different minim, that's the classic case of a chatzitza. And the reason is, kiven the mechalchel loichayitz. Since it's porous, there's holes in this bast, it's not a strict solid, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. And that's because since it's very soft, it's like sponge-like, and the blood gets through it, and it goes all around, and therefore it's not getting in the way. A demolition, or maybe there is no difference. So the question is, would we say in such a case there would be chatzitza or not? So Rav Chizkiya responded, he says, Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. Now, at the beginning of that Mishnah says as follows. If someone is being Makadish, what's called the Mechatas, which are the purifying waters that are used to spray on the person on the third and seventh day if it became tummy from a mess, so they have to go ahead and get the ashes, and they also have to put that with Mayim Chaim, with spring water, and they put that in, if he's sanctifying it from a Sheikis. Now, a Sheikis is this, like a area, a rock that opens up from the spring water, opens up into it. Now, if in this Sheikis there was a sponge inside this trough, now, so the water in the sponge is invalid because that's not inside the kli, as the pasuk says. It has to be el kli. Now, so what does one do? So that's what the Mishnah there says. Zaylef v'haylech asher megiyah l'sfog. So he siphons off, he takes off from the water that's in that trough that's getting fed from the spring water up until he reaches the sponge. Now, Rashi clarifies, he says that in this case of the sheikh is a hollow stone that's on the edge of a spring. So you're getting the mayim chaim, you're getting the spring water. Now the water gets in there through a hole that's on the side of this trough, and that's where the animals would drink the water from. Now in there, one could sanctify the efer chatas, which are the ashes from the paraduma that's the burnt, and then they take the ashes together with the mayim chaim, which creates this mechatas. And this is the vessel, the kli is over here by the trough. Now the problem is that the water in the sponge is invalid, as we said before, because you have to have the mayim chaim el keli. It has to be in the vessel. That means the water has to touch the vessel, and when it's in the sponge, not in the vessel. So the problem is, what does one do if one wants to get water out of it and not to get from the invalidating waters of the sponge? So when you come to take the water with a flask or with a type of container, so you take from the water in the trough up until you get to where the sponge is. Now, but however, you don't go where the sponge is, because then you're going to be getting the water that's invalid, which is in the sponge. However, the raya of the Gemara is that obviously you see that a sponge is not a chatzitza and does not invalidate only the water that's inside the sponge itself. However, what's below it, what's around it, is not going to be considered invalidated because of the sponge that's in between the water on the top and the vessel on the bottom. However, the water has to be el-keli, has to be in the vessel. So obviously, the same thing would apply to the sieve, since water gets through it, just like it gets through the sponge, and therefore we see that that's not considered a chaitzitz, and that the svara of kivin mechalchel is a good svara, that's loy chaitz. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. That case in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah that says that although the sponge seems to be in between the water on the top, which we're letting to use, as long as you don't get the water from inside the sponge, and it's not interposing between the vessel on the bottom and the water, shani maya de kalishi, water is different because it's thin, and therefore it's going to be kosher because it gets all around, and there's nothing, it's not getting in the way at all between the water and the vessel. But blood that's thick, they would say that it would be chatzitza. Even if we had sieve, which is porous, it still wouldn't be the same as not having it there, and therefore it isn't opposing on some level, and therefore, by the case of blood, I could tell you that it would be considered chatzitza, even though it's porous. That was one version of the Gemara. Ikida adami hachi pashlela. Those that say that he answered him as follows. Said, the truth is, bedam kosher. With blood, it would be kosher, just like we find over there by the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, that the sponge does not interpose. Here also by the sieve, it wouldn't, because it's still a liquid on some form, the blood, so it does get through, and therefore it's not a chaitzis. However, b'kaim it's pasul. Regarding the fistful of a flour offering that has to be niskadish b'kli, has to be sanctified in the vessel, since it has to be sanctified in the vessel after the kemitza, just like a kabbalah of dam has to be, which is the counterpart by the flour offerings, you have to do the same avodas that you do by animal offerings with the blood, that will be invalid with a sieve, because even though it's porous, but a solid, like flour offerings, will not get through the complete sieve, the bast, and therefore there would be chatzitza. However, in the second version, he held that blood would be the same as water, that since it is liquid on some level, therefore the sieve would not be chatzitza, just like the sponge is not a chatzitza by the Mayim Chaim regarding the Mechatas. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. where the Gemara continues with the process that we're talking about in the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So it's continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which after the Kohen Gadol did the Zrikas in the Kodesh HaKodeshim and in the Heichal, Ach Lamala and Shavu Lamata in both areas for both animals of the Paran D'Saran. Then we said that he mixes the bloods together, and he mixes it very well. And then he continues, as the Pasuk tells us, V'yotze el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. Then he goes out to the Mizbeach that's in front of Hashem. Which Mizbeach is that? There are two Mizbeaches. There's the Mizbeach HaZav inside the Heichal, and then there's Mizbeach outside Mizbeach HaEla in the Azar in the courtyard. So now the Mishnah says, Zim Mizbeach HaZav. That's a reference to the golden altar in the Heichal, because the Mizbeach HaChitzen in the Azara, that's not lefnei Hashem. That's not totally in front of Hashem, and therefore when it says he goes out to the Mizbeach that's in front of Hashem, that's a reference to the Mizbeach HaZav. He was already in the Heichal, but now he moves a little bit further out to before he was by the Pareches, which is closer to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, now he moves further east towards the Mizbeach HaZav to do the next part of the process, as our Mishnah says. So he comes to the Mizbeach HaZav, and he has both bloods mixed together. Hischil mechate v'yerd. So he begins to apply the bloods to the corners of the Mizbeach HaZav. And he does it in a downward motion. Now, Rashi clarifies this, as the Gemara will elaborate on this. That's because the Tana of our Mishnah holds of what's called Hakofa Beregel. That means to say that he had to apply the bloods to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZav. Tana of Mishnah holds, which it will be discussed and debated in our Gemara, that he actually walked around from corner to corner, as the Gemara explains. Now, therefore, every time he's going to apply the blood offerings of the Paran D'Sar to the corners, he's right there, facing the corner, and it's very close to him. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, says in the term of that he'd be mechata b'yerid, he would do the blood offerings in a downward motion from up going down, so that to avoid having his garments get soiled from the blood. And that's because the height of the Mizbeach HaZav was only 2 amas high. Now, it's not possible for him to manipulate the tip of his fingers that they should be downward, and to have the giving the blood from downward upwards, and at the same time with his fingers downward. So you had have to go down to the bottom and have it going upward. It would be very challenging for him to do that. Therefore, he has to have his fingers would have to be facing upward. Now, if he's doing the corner that's facing him right now, as we said, this time the holds he would be in front of every corner when he would be doing it, it would be a prolonged matana going from downward upwards. If he would be doing that, then the blood would then drip into his arm to his sleeve that he'd be having by his kesinus, and it would make it dirty. So since it's very close to him and he has to have his fingers facing upward, therefore he would do it from the top going down, where that would avoid his getting it from, if he would be doing downward upward and his fingers would have to be facing upward because he can't do it with his fingers downward going upward from the bottom if it's right in front of him. And therefore, again, he would be doing it from top to bottom. And as Rashi says, the term mechate b'yared, the term mechate itself means going downward, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos. So again, according to the Tanna by Mishnah, he would be going from corner to corner, and since he was right in front of that corner, because he held hakafa b'regel, he would walk around, he had to go ahead, and the only way would be for his fingertips, for only way if his fingers were upward, as would be possible if he's going from down to bottom, which would soil his garments, therefore he had to go from top to bottom. Now, the Mishnah asks, Mehechen hu maskel. So where would he start from? Which of the four corners would he start with first? So now the Tanna of the Mishnah says, Mikeren mizrachis tzavainis. The first one would be the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach HaZav. Then would be tzavainis maravis. Then would be the northwestern corner. Then would be maravis deraimis. Then would be the southwest corner. And then would be deraimis mizrachis, would be the southeast. And therefore, so he would be starting from the northeast, and he'd be going around to the right. So the Mishnah comments that Mokam Shu Maschel Bechatas, a Mizbeach HaChitzen, the place where he would begin when he'd be applying the blood of the Karmachatas on the outer Mizbeach, and that is the southeast corner, as the Mishnah tells us in Perek Ezu Mekayim in the Masech Lezvachim, Misham HaYugayim HaMizbeach HaPanimi, that was the exact corner that he would finish when he would be doing on the Mizbeach HaZav and in the Mizbeach. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason for that. Why was it that it was different than the Mizbeach HaChitzen outside? And actually, he would conclude on the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where he would start by the Mizbeach HaChitzen. That was the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe Elazar, he argues in Tanna Kamma. He says, that not like the Tanna of the Tanna Kamma, that Rebbe Eliezer held that he would not go around with his feet. Rather, he would stand in one place and apply the blood to all the four corners. And the reason is because the Mizbeach Hazav was only an Amma squared. And therefore, since it wasn't hard for him to reach, he could reach over. So the three corners that are not right, he's not right in front of them. Therefore, you could go from bottom to top. As we said, the only reason why you had to do from top to bottom, according to Tanakhama, was because he would be right in front of every corner because he walked around from corner to corner. If he would do it from bottom to top, it would soil his garments. However, Rebbe Eliezer holds that he wouldn't be right in front of them, only the one that was here, but then he would reach over to the other three corners. So therefore, all the three corners, he would go from bottom to top because he would be reaching over and going from bottom to top, bottom to top, bottom to top. Chutz mizu, except for this one, which he was standing in front of, shahis lefanav, which was in front of him, where he cannot, again, manipulate his fingertips to be facing downward, and only be, it would be only able to do it upward. There, shayinaisin mamal lamata. There, he would do it from top to bottom, as we said before, because if he would go from bottom to top, the blood would then drip into his sleeve, which would then soil his garments. Now the Mishnah continues that after he finished putting on the bloods on the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, then hiza al tiaroish of Mizbeach shavapam. Then he would spray, besides the four corners that he just did, he would spray on the tiaroi of the Mizbeach seven times. As the Pasuk says in Meyukah Tezayin, v'hiza lam adam, it says that he should then do it on the tiaroi of Mizbeach. And what does tiaroi mean? The Gemara will explain what does that mean. So where was this on the Mizbeach that afterwards he would do it seven times? Then after he did that, where he did the four corners and he did seven times on the tirish hamizbeach, b'shiyari hadam ha'yishevich al yisayid ma'arabish hamizbeach hakitzin. Then the remnants of the blood, he didn't use up all the blood yet, he would pour onto the western foundation of the outer mizbeach, where on the bottom mizbeach there was this yisayid, there was the foundation, there was an amah, he would pour it onto that western foundation. However, b'shamizbeach hakitzin, regarding the leftovers of the bloods of karbonos chatos that are used, regular karma chatos, which are generally used on the outside mizbeach, their shirayim wahayishayvich alisay deraimi, they would be poured on the southern foundation, not on the western one. The Gemara explained the discrepancy for that, why the inner one was done by the yisayid maravi, and the regular karma chatos that were generally done on the mizbeach hachitzen were done on the yisayid deraimi. However, elu v'elu, both the bloods of regular chatos that are done on the outside mizbeach, and the bloods of Yom Kippurim, which are done inside the Kodesh and the Heichel, when that they were poured on the foundation of the Mizbeach HaElo, although they were poured on one was on the Seyid Maravi, one was on the Seyid Deraimi, but it would then drip down from the foundation, and it would fall onto the ground of the Azara. And then Misarvin Ba'amah, they would mix together in the canal in the courtyard that would then be Yoytzel Nachal Kidron, which would then go out to the Kidron Valley. And they were sold for to the farmers, the ones that had fields, lezevel, that they should be like fertilizer. And therefore, there's related the halacha that is forbidden for a person to have enough from the bloods before paying for it. And that is because this was something that came from Kachim. However, when they would pay for it, then they would be given the rights to use it as fertilizer for their fields. Now the Gemara explains the first thing that our Mishnah spoke about was the quotation of the pasuk v'yotzel mizbeach ha'shlevnei Hashem. After he finished doing the achsam al shev lamata by the pareches, which was in the heichel, it says then he would move on, he would go out to the mizbeach that's in front of Hashem. So the Gemara brings a braisa that will clarify this pasuk. Tarnabai, learn the braisa. There's a pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin, pasuk Yitches, that says v'yotzel el mizbeach, and that then after the Kohen Gadol finished the achsam al shev lamata, both the par and the sar, by the pareches, then he would mix the bloods together, and he would go out to the mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, that's in front of Hashem, v'chipro lav, and then he would provide an atonement on it. V'lokech midam ha'par, midam ha'sar, and he would take from the blood of the par and the blood of the sar. V'nosna karnas mizbeach, and he would put on the corners of the inner mizbeach all around. Now the question is, matam alem, what is the pasuk teaching us by saying that v'yotzel mizbeach, he would go out to the mizbeach? So Amr ibn Nechemya says, and especially since he was in the Heichel when he did the previous Avodah, so it's right there. What does it mean he's going out? So Nechemya says, L'fisha mitzinu b'par haba kol ha-mitzvah, since we find by the par that comes regarding when the entire Jewish people sin on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, she'koyin oymed chutz l'mizbeach, that when the koyin, he stands beyond the mizbeach eastward, and he sprays, when he's spraying towards the pareches, he's standing beyond the mizbeach. In other words, so he has the mizbeach between him and the Pareches. He's more eastward, and he's spraying towards the Pareches. And you would think the same halacha would apply to the Paranus and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, that he would also stand beyond the Mizbeach and spray towards, in other words, eastward, having the Mizbeach between him and the Pareches and spray towards the Pareches. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, that after it says that he was Zayrik on the Pareches, towards the Pareches, Ach Slamala Sheva Lamata, says V'yotze El Mizbeach. Then he would go out towards the Mizbeach. Now, obviously, Heichan Hayo, if we're saying he's going out, meaning out is towards eastward, then where was he till now when he was doing the Zrikas towards the Pareches? Must be he was Lefnim in the Mizbeach. He was inward of the Mizbeach, westward. And therefore, we see that it's actually not like the Par al Habal Kol HaMitzvahs, where there he's behind the Mizbeach towards the Pareches. Here he's inward of the Pareches, inward of the Mizbeach, facing the Pareches. Now the Gemara brings a similar brisa, but in the reverse. Tanya Idik, we'll learn another brisa. It says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, Perek Dal, Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'nosan ha-koyin madam, the koyin, which this is a reference to the par koyin Mashiach, when the koyin Gadol makes an error in halacha and he follows through on that, and he finds out that he did something wrong, he has to bring a carbon, a par koyin Mashiach, so the koyin will take from the blood, al karnes mizbach keteres asam, on the corners of the mizbach that's used for the keteres asamim, lifne Hashem, that's in front of Hashem. So that debrayse asks, Ma tamaloyma, what is that pasuk teaching? So Naram Nechemri says the same thing, but in the reverse. Lefisha mitzinu bepar v'sar shem Kippurim. Since we find by the bull and the sar, the higod of the Yom Kippurim, shekoyin oimid lefenim in the mezbeach, as we just proved in the previous brayse, where obviously if he's going biyotze el mezbeach, means to say that he was lefenim in the mezbeach, he was beyond the mezbeach inward towards westward, towards the kach kachim. Umaza la pareches b'shashu maza, and then he's spraying on the pareches when he's spraying. So yochel avzekin, you would think the same thing would apply to the par of the kohen hamashiach, that he would also go past the mizbeach, he would pass that part and then spray when he would be closer to the pareches. Tamalem, that's what the pasuk teaches. Mizbach keteres hasam lefne Hashem asher ba'oil moed, that he sprays it on the mizbeach of the Keteres Hasam that's in front of Hashem, that's in the Oil Moed, which the Diyak is Mizbach Lefnei Hashem, that the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, the Ein Koin Lefnei Hashem, and that the Koin is not Lefnei Hashem. Okay, so what does that mean? Oimed Chutz Mizbeach Umaza, he's standing outward of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, not him, because he's past the Mizbeach, and then he throws towards the Pareches, and therefore we see from both Limudim that they're opposite. Par Koin Mashiach and the Par Bar Kol HaMitzvahs, the Koin is standing closer to the entryway of the Heichel, that is eastward, and the Mizbeach is between him and the Pareches, and he sprays towards the Pareches. Whereas the Par Nesar of Yom Kippurim, actually he goes beyond the Mizbeach, and he's closer to the Pareches, and therefore, the Pasuk says, V'yotze el Mizbeach, when he's done with it, he goes outward towards the Mizbeach in the way of where he would exit, and then he comes to the Mizbeach Hazav, because he's past it when he does the Zrikas towards the Pareches. Now the Mishnah continued and said, Hischel mechate b'yorid b'chulu. So after he leaves, when he comes to the Mizbeach, he would come there and he would begin to go downward, as we said, from top to bottom. He would put the blood of both the par and the sar that mixed together on the four corners in a downward motion. So the Gemara brings actually this is a machlekes. Trying to learn the brisa. Hischel mechate b'yorid. He would begin to apply the bloods to the corners in a downward way from top to bottom. However, mehechen hoyamaschel. From where would he begin? So on that, the Brisa brings, Mikaren Mizrachis Deremis. He would begin from the southeast corner, then he would go to Deremis Maravis, then to the southwest corner, then Maravis Tzfainis, then to the northwest corner, and then Tzfainis Mizrachis, then to the northeast corner, Div Rebbe Kiva. That's the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. And that is, according to Rebbe Kiva, he holds that this is really dependent on, and this machlekes in the Brisa, which our Mishnah is like one of the opinions, depends on the machlekes we brought in the previous Mishnah, how many curtains were there between the Heichel and the Kacha Kacha. So Rebbe Kiva goes like the opinion that there were two curtains. And the outer one, as we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, was pulled back on the south part of the Heichel, meaning you entered from the southern part, as the Mishnah had said. Now, therefore, when you're leaving the Kacha Kacha, you're coming on the south part. And that is where you are when you spray on the Pareches. Now, when you finish that, now you come to the Mizbeach, where are you? You're by Deremis Maravis, you're on the southwest, because that's the first corner you hit. Now, We don't put it on the southwest corner first, as the Gemara will later explain, because everyone agrees you need to have the Yotzei l'Mizbeach until you totally bypass the entire area in the Mizbeach, and then you go and apply and make the applications on the corner of the Mizbeach. So therefore, you don't do it on the southwest corner, so you move a little bit past so that you go totally past the Mizbeach, and you get to the southeast corner, and that's where you begin. And then you go around to the left. You go after you do the southeast corner, then you do the southwest corner, and then you move around clockwise. And the Gemara will ask later why that is. We always know that once you go around counterclockwise, which is called Derech Yamin. However, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Basically, he says like the Tana of our Mishnah. He says, Mikaren Mizrachis Tzafaynis. He would begin from the northeast corner, then Tzafaynis Maravis, then the northwest corner, then Maravis Doremis, then the southwest corner, and then Doremis Mizrachis, then the southeast corner. Again, these are the corners of the Mizbech Hazav where he would make the applications of the blood. And that is, as Rashi explains, that basically holds like Rabbi Yisi of a previous Mishnah, that he said there was only one curtain that separated between the Heichal and the Kacha Kacha, which was peeled back and opened. The entryway of that curtain was on the northern part of the Heichal. Therefore, when one finished doing the Zrikas of Achas Lamal HaShav Lamata in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, he would come out on the northern part of the Heichal. And that would be where he would do the Zrikas towards the Pareches. Now, therefore, when he's moving eastward again, coming further out, when he's coming to the Mizbeach, the first corner of the Mizbeach he reaches is the northwest corner. Now, again, that corner he does not do first, as the Gemara will later on explain, because he has to go totally past the entire area. So the first corner that he could apply to is, when he goes further east, is the northeast corner. And then he goes around counterclockwise, as we say, you always go around Derech Yamin to the northwest, and then he moves around further down to the southwest, and then down to the southeast. That's Machlekes the Braisa brings, again, which our Mishnah was going like Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, which is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, that there was one Pareches, which you first started with the north, and Rabbi Akiva is going like the opinion that there were two curtains, and therefore you came out from the south, and therefore the first place you do is the south. Now the Gemara comments that Malkam Rabbi Yisi HaGlili Masril, the place where, according to Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, that's where you begin, which is in the northeast, Shem Rabbi Akiva Paisik, that according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that's where you end. And same thing in reverse, that Malkam Rabbi Akiva Maschil, the place where, according to Rabbi Akiva, you begin, which is in the southeast, Shem Rabbi Yisi HaGlili Paisik, that's where, according to Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, you stop. Now, however, the Gemara says the following comment. The Kuli Alma Mia, however, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, that Bahu Karen de Paga Bereisha Loy Avet, the first corner that you reach, you're not going to do that void over there. And that is because everyone agrees you're coming from the west, which is where the Kacha Kachem is. And then you did the Achas Lamal HaShav Lamata inside, then you did it outside. Now, however, when one is coming to the Mizbech, he's going to be hitting the western corner first. And there, and the problem is, but according to everybody, you're not doing the western corner first. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, one is you're going to be coming out on the northern part, and one you're going to be coming out the southern part. So therefore, they argue which eastern corner you do first. Is it the northeast or the southeast? But they both are saying you're doing the east. Why? You're coming from the west. You should do the first one you hit, which is the western corner, either again northwest or southwest. My time. Or what's the reason that they both hold you don't do the first corner first? So Shmuel says, the Amakar, because the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk that we quote in our Mishnah, V'yatza el Mizbeach, that it should go out towards the Mizbeach. What does V'yatza mean? Adinafik mikul Mizbeach, until you totally go out from the area of the Mizbeach, which means that you have to go all the way to the end of the Mizbeach. Once you went out towards the Mizbeach, which means you went all the way to the end of it, then you can go ahead and doing the applications. Now the Gemara asks an understanding, one of the opinions of this Machalik is the Braisa. Well, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, so we understand why he begins in the south, because he holds that there were two curtains, and therefore you came out on the outer curtain on the southern part, because the inner curtain was on the north. But the question is, Nakif Derech Yamin, why does he say that you start in the southeast, and then you go southwest, and you go northwest, and you go around towards the left, which is called clockwise? Why didn't you go the right way, which is called counterclockwise? Therefore, the Gemara says, Lema, let's say that Rabbi Akiva that holds it, you go around to the left, and Rabbi Yisi HaGlili says you go around to the right. But the Rami Bar Yecheskel Komiflugi, they must be arguing in the main principle of Rami Bar Yecheskel, who he's the originator of this Chiddush Halacha that one has to go around to the right. The Rami Bar Yecheskel said as follows. He said, Yam Sha'asa Shlema, the sea that Shlema Melech made, which was this large, huge mikveh that they contained a lot of water, it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yom and Beis that it was Oymed al Shnei Masabakar, this basin of water stood on top of 12 cattle. That is, Shleisha Painim Tzafayna. There were three facing the north. B'Shleisha Painim Yoma, there were three facing the west. B'Shleisha Painim Negba, there were three facing the south. B'Shleisha Painim Mizrachan, there were three facing the east. V'Hayam Alei Mamala, and the sea, this basin was on top of them, on the top. V'Chol Acharein Baisa, and their backs were facing inward, so they were facing out where these animals that were carrying it on top of them. Now, Halamadat Tesra, Rambam B'Chizkel says, you learn from the Pasuk, if you follow the directions that the Pasuk was talking about, this Yam, Shekalpina Shatapaina, whenever you're making a turn, La'yu El Derechimin, it should only be towards the right side. Because if one follows the directions of the Pasuk, when it was going from the directions of this Yam, it went from the north to the west, from the west to the south, from the south to the east, which is, if someone's going around it, he's going towards the right way, that's going to be counterclockwise, he's going to be going in that direction. Those are the directions that the Pasuk was giving, Lemizrach, which is towards the east. Now, Rashi says that, truthfully, this last word, Lemizrach, to the east, is not appropriate over here. Rather, it's as the Gemara Masechta Zvachim brings the halacha of Rambam B'Yecheskel regarding the kevish, the ramp of the Mizbeach, which is in the southern part of the Mizbeach, where if someone's coming up the ramp, and he's doing this halacha of Rambam B'Yecheskel of that it should be derech yamin, then he's going to be going towards the east. And therefore, since that Gemara quotes it like that, throughout Shas, it's always mentioned in this way of that all the turns should only be derech yamin, lemizrach, but really it's not necessarily mizrach, depending on where you're starting. If you're starting, as in this case, if you're starting in the north, you can actually be going then to the west, and then to the south, and then to the east. However, it's always brought down that way because regarding the kevish, when you're coming up to the mizbeach, and you want to go to the right will be on the east. Now, so the Gemara says that, let us say that this is what they're arguing about. That Mar, rebusingly, Islay Dram B'Yecheskel, he holds of this halacha, that it has to be derech yamin. If it has to be derech yamin, that's why he has it going counterclockwise. Umar, but Rabbi Akiva, Lesley Dram B'Yecheskel, he doesn't hold it, then therefore, he has that you can go around to the left too. Now the Gemara says, like, not necessarily the case. The Kule Amma Islay Dram B'Yecheskel, you could say that everyone, even Rabbi Akiva, agrees to this halacha from B'Yecheskel. But this is what they're arguing about. Marsa, where Biyosik Lili holds, Yalfinim Pnim Mechutz. We could learn out where is this halacha said that you should go to the right. That's learned out from something that's in the outer part of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in the Azara, that's where this Yam of Shal Shleima was. Now, so he holds, however, that you could learn out something that's inside the Heichel, which is what we're talking about, the Mizbeach Azov, from what's outside, which is this basin, which similarly we say outside is also by the Mizbeach Ha'ela. However, Marsav Rebbe Akiva held that lo yafin and we can't learn out what's inside the Beis HaMikdash to what's outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, yes, although he agrees to the halacha of Rambam B'Yecheskel that when one makes turns, it should be towards the right side, and therefore that's what the direction is said by Yam Shel Shleima, and therefore that would possibly be the same halacha by the Mizbech HaOyle, which is outside in the Zara. However, we can't say that would be the same halacha regarding the Mizbech HaZov that's inside to say that it has to go derech yamin. Because you can't learn out what's inside the Beis HaMikdash to what's outside. And that the Gemara asks on that, but Rebbe Kiva, so Nehidela Yolav Penim Mechutz, even if you want to say like the Gemara just said, that would be their machlokes, that although he agrees to the Halacha of Rambam B'Yecheskel, but we can't necessarily learn what's inside from what's outside, but that's only that Ibaye, but it would still be Ibaye Hachinavit. If he wants to, he could do like this. Ibaye Hachinavit, if he wants, he could do like this. In other words, what's the Pshat, Rebbe Kiva says, in a way, almost that this is how it has to be. It has to go to the left. It has to be clockwise. Why? You don't have to do it counterclockwise because we don't necessarily learn out what's inside from what's outside, but you could do it. So why does he say it has to go that way? Maybe you could do it towards the right also. So Amlach Rebbe Kiva would tell you the following answer. Medina, Bahu Karen de Pagar Bereisha. In other words, Rebbe Kiva is saying that I hold the Rambam B'Yecheskel, as the Gemara is trying to say, but we don't learn a Pnim from Chitzen. Now, once we're not learning Pnim from Chitzen, you have to go to the left. And the reason is, because based on the basics in halacha, the truth is the first corner that you hit first is Bahu Avad Bereisha. That's the first corner you have to do the applications of the blood. Damar Shlokesh, because as Shlokesh says, Eim Avirin Al Mitzvah. One's not allowed to pass by a mitzvah. Now, therefore, if we're coming out, again, according to me, Rebbe Kiva, or according to Basic Lili, so I'm coming out from the south, the first corner that I'm supposed to make the applications are the southwest corner. Now, if I'm Eilig of it, so why don't we do that? Why do I hold that the first one is the southeast corner? Because the Pasuk says you have to go out to the Mizbeach, which means nothing until you totally go past the Iri Mizbeach, you have to go to the other end of it. However, but once you do make the application to that corner on the southeast, hader asila hu karen the chayiv lemesa bereisha. But then you have to go back to that corner which you were supposed to do first, which is the southwest, because that was really the chayiv I have. Just there's another halacha that says I can't do that because I have to be yatzal mezbech and only then start. So I have to start southeast, but then I have to go back to the one that really had the chiyah first, like Rish Lakish's halacha, that the mitzvah that you have first, you can't bypass it. So then you go back to southwest. Oh, so you're already going towards the leftwards of clockwise because you're going from southeast to southwest. So we're not going to make you go back around now the other way and then go skip over then until you get to the northeast. Rather, what you do is you continue going leftward because of that halacha of Rish Lakish, of Ima Vinal Mitzvahs. And therefore, although you could go either way, Panim, because you can't necessarily learn up Panim from Chitzin, however, he said it in a way that you should go now to the left, because since you could do it either way, and you anyways have to go towards the left because of the halacha b'shlokesh of Ein Mavirin al-Hamitzvahs.